We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, You Can Be Free. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalms 25:15. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. I have just read from the King James Version. Ajoke was bitten by a venomous snake while walking on her father's farm. After the bite, she immediately realized she had only two options. She could quickly call for her father, who happened to be the most respected herbalist in the village, for treatment. Or she could remain there, staring at the wound until death set in. Death is not always the result of the absence of help. Many times it is the product of inaction, of failing to run to the one who has the ability to help. This truth is captured clearly in Jeremiah 8:22, KJV. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Even someone who is already caught in a trap can still go free if help is sought before it is too late. This is exactly what today's text speaks about. The prescription for freedom is simple but powerful. Looking toward the Lord. Jesus echoed this truth in John 3:14, KJV, when he referred to what Moses did in Numbers 21:9, KJV. The people of Israel were being bitten by snakes, yet all they needed to do to be saved from death was to look up at the bronze serpent Moses lifted up. Go into today with this assurance. It is not too late for you. Even if you are already caught in a trap, freedom is still available. If you will lift your eyes and look to Jesus, he will pluck your feet out of the net. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Deuteronomy 26 to 28. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.